Friday daily dose of discipleship, a little nugget of scripture to keep you chewing on something worthwhile during your day. Glad you've joined us. Our reading today comes out of an Old Testament book that I didn't even know existed until I got to the junior department at Timberlake Baptist Church way back in the wasted days of my youth. It's the book of Deuteronomy, and I just want to read you two verses out of Deuteronomy 27, verses 9 and 10. And the word of the Lord says this, "Then Moses and the Levitical priests said to all Israel, 'Keep silence and hear, O Israel. This day you have become the people of the Lord your God. You shall therefore obey the voice of the Lord your God, keeping his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today.'" That's the word of the Lord. And I want to talk to you today about because you belong. You know, many people believe that they have to keep God's laws in order to become God's people. But these two verses show us that that is just not true. It's exactly backwards, as a matter of fact. I want you to notice, first of all, the order given here. First, we're told, "Today you have become," and then we're told, "Therefore you shall obey." Now, human nature tempts us to get this backwards all the time, because everything in our world works the other way around. We go to work every day, and at the end of the week, the boss hands us our check. We study like mad to pass the test, but we don't get the grade we're after until the course comes to its end. We say to our smallest children, "Now you be good, and I'll give you a surprise afterwards." Everything in our world teaches us that first we perform, and then we're rewarded. But that's not the way God treats his children. First, he makes us his people, and then he commands us to obey, to prove that we're his by living up to his standards. Why is this important for us to know? If we don't realize this, if we get it the other way around, we'll pretty soon start taking credit for our own salvation. We'll begin to think, "Wow, you know, I'm doing pretty good here. God must really like me. He must have chosen me because I can do what he tells me to do." And of course, that's a dead end because it only leads to pride. But another thing that might happen to us is that we'll pretty soon start criticizing ourselves because we can't live up to everything that we imagine that we ought to be. And many, many people go through this. They look at the very high standards of God's word, and then they begin to say, "Oh, what a miserable Christian I am. How poor I am. How disappointing I must be to God." What they fail to realize is that God loved them so much that he gave them his salvation even before he required them to perform. A third mistake that can happen is, and this is perhaps the one that's worst of all, is that we begin to worry that we're not even his to begin with. We lose our security. We live in fear and dread of the last day rather than joyful anticipation of finally seeing him face to face. So God short circuits all of that by establishing clearly that first he makes us his own and then he tells us to obey. Once we come to see this, our obedience becomes a work of love rather than a labor of slavery. I wonder if you have realized this. Have you said yes to Jesus? Have you put your trust in him? If you have, then you already belong to the family of God. Now, go out and joyfully live up to your family heritage. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are so gracious that you loved us before time began, that before we were even born, the Lord Jesus Christ died for us, that in space and time and history, your Holy Spirit has drawn us to the Savior, has brought us to life, has given us eyes, spiritual eyes, to be able to see the greatness of Jesus Christ and our deep need, and has brought us into the family. Now help us in appreciation and gratitude, joyfully, to live up to the standards that you've set for us. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us again today. Remember, If you've already put your faith in Jesus, rejoice and live that life to the praise of His glory. See you next week.